We will call the special meeting of the Georgetown Divide, oh, sorry, Diana.
I'm on.
I didn't give you the 2 seconds. I already blew it. The special meeting of the Georgetown Divide Public Utility District for Tuesday, February 12th. Let's do roll call. Diana, please.
Director Garcia?
Here.
Director Halpin?
Here.
Director Saunders?
Here.
Director Souza?
Here.
Director Wadley?
Here. Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Motion to adopt the agenda for the special meeting, please.
Make a motion.
Second that.
Any public comment on that? Roll call, Diana, please.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Halpin?
Aye.
Director Saunders?
Aye.
Director Souza?
Aye.
Director Wadley?
Aye. Thank you. Public forum for the special agenda item. Are you, Steve, you doing public comment for the special meeting?
That's correct.
Okay. Your timing is impeccable.
What is that?
Said your timing is impeccable.
Just come right up.
All right. Well, I don't know about that. Today it was.
Well, it worked out pretty good at EID, didn't it?
Sure. It's always good. Always good to see friends all over the place.
Stephen Pro from Greenwood. It's come to my attention that, and this is for the two major actions that are against or claims against the board, that the board members will not be receiving proper information or complete information on what is occurring between staff, council, and others. The reason I bring this up is that there's been a history in GDPUD going back to at least two general managers before our present one that this has occurred and continues to occur. I don't know the full effect of it yet. So I wrote a memo to all of you, including the general manager. I don't know if you've received it or not, because everything is up to the general manager to do or not do what he seems to seem fit. So if you haven't received it, the general manager has it. I have copies here in case you didn't receive it, and I'll be turning in a copy to the clerk after the meeting or during the meeting, whatever, as of now. And I think it would behoove all of you to read this document because it gives you insight as to how your attorneys are treating claimants, whether they be right or wrong. It doesn't matter or shouldn't matter. I have been told through various sources, which I don't know if I can confirm or not, but that the board, in my particular case, with the action that's brought against the district by Georgetown Divide taxpayers, that this board is not interested in settling the case. And yet, I have come up here at every opportunity that I've been here and said, look, we're willing to settle this. It's not a matter of settling it. We don't know what you're getting and whether you're getting the full story. Because the more a lawsuit and negotiations drag on, is better, in my opinion, for counsel, for the general manager. And I just want to make sure that you're getting the whole story. I mean, I can't do more than come up here and talk to you guys, ladies, that we're willing to settle. The only problem is, counsel appears, which I can't confirm, but I'm reasonably sure of the information, says you guys aren't interested in settling. I know you can't talk about it now. This is just a little from me to you and what have you. But it's getting worse and worse as we go along. And it's going to have a bigger impact, not only on the board, but even certain individuals that may come up as a result of this, because that's all I'm going to say for now. So I think I've said enough. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. If not, I'll sit here and listen closely until you throw me out. Thank you. If you want to throw me out, it's up to your decision if you want me to stay or not. There's nothing in the law that says you have to leave. So I leave it to you.
Okay.
And I'm sure you're coming in. Oh, one last thing, I'm sorry. At the last meeting we had here, where it was a 4-1 vote on doing the forensic audit and the freeze, during a portion of that meeting, I don't know how many of you noticed it, but I was sitting against that wall, not 3 feet from the general manager and counsel, and watching them when Director Souza brought the item up to do this, that there was an immediate, shall we say, communication in writing and speaking between the general manager and counsel.
Steve, can I just, we're just doing the special item, the Liao lawsuit right now, the public forum on that. You're going to have an opportunity to say
no,
what you
I
said
understand
again.
That.
Well, it's not pertaining to this, though. So.
Well, it is because of the attitude, in my opinion, of what your general manager and counsel may or may not be doing. When the question was raised by Director Souza, whether there is anything to say, counsel, I believe, said, I have nothing to say, yet they were engrossed. If they're going to do it, and according to this document that I've given you, same thing, just keeps on going. And I don't know if you guys are in or out of the loop, but I bring it to your attention. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. So then we will now adjourn to closed session.